turn to the Gospel of John right now. Amen. And we're going to go to verse 14. And Brother Mark just touched a bit on it this morning. Oh, wow. Amen.
The Holy Spirit is working.
Hallelujah. That's where it's at. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to turn to the Gospel of John. We're going to go to verse 14, chapter 14. And we're going to start in verse 15. And we're going to go to 16. Amen. And the word of the Lord is this. Jesus is speaking right now, and he says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this word. Hallelujah. I step back so that you can step in, Lord God, and let your ears that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to them today, has to tell me today, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know that when the Lord gives me a message, hallelujah, he ministers to the message to me first, and then I give it on to others, amen. But I ask the Lord, Lord, what does your church need to hear? And we've been speaking about the Holy Spirit. We spoke about the love of God last week, and God is continuing in this series. Amen. Because God has given us himself to us. He gave himself to us. Amen. And today we can walk. We can walk in the confidence of God that God is with us. God is with you, church. Everywhere you go, God is with you. God will never abandon you. God will never fail you. And you just need to know that. You need to know that. That God is faithful. And in the word here that we just read, he says, you know what? If you really, truly love me, you're going to obey my commandments. You're going to obey what I tell you.
Yep.
You're going to do as I say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what these few words are saying, if you truly love God, you will prove your love to him by obeying him. And we know the word says, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. We got to obey God. We got to obey his word. When God speaks to you about a certain situation, follow through. God knows best. God knows what tomorrow's going to bring you. We don't, but he does. So what he's saying here, if you really love me, you got to keep my commandments. In other words, if you really are devoted to me, you will obey me. If you really love me, your actions will speak for themselves. Amen?
Amen.
What are you doing behind the scenes? What are you doing in front of the scene? What are you doing in front of people? What are you doing behind people? It doesn't matter what you do. God sees everything you do. Even when we don't see it, God sees it. Amen? And God is saying, your actions will speak for themselves, whether you really, truly love me or you don't. It says later on in another chapter, I believe in First John, it speaks about love too, and it says, you know, you tell me you love me, but and you can't see me, but yet your brother or your sister that you can't see, you dislike them, you hate them. So how can you say you love me when you dislike and hate somebody else? That makes no sense to God. That's why the word is saying, if you really love me, your action will speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And even better than that, God says, you know, I mean, I did say it last week. You know, some people are not very lovable. Amen. But because of the Holy Spirit, because God has imparted that love, the love of God in you, he's given it to you, and he's given it to you unconditionally. We can now love others unconditionally. Amen. It's an action. Love is an action. It's not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's an action.
Amen.
You have to intentionally say, I'm going to love you no matter what. No matter what, I love you. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I'm going to love on you no matter what.
Amen.
Let me tell you, I in the past couple of weeks, you know, I've known people for years and years and years, and years and years and years, they keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. Do I have the right to judge what they do?
No.
To criticize them? No. The other day I said, you know what? That's between them and God. My job is to love on them. So I went and I visited this person, and today she's got 5 children, amen, and she was so pleased, so blessed, amen, that I just went there, and I just, my actions proved to her, and even to God, that I love you no matter what. I don't care what you've done. All I know that your kids are a blessing from God, and if you just had another set of twins, so be it. God bless you with a set of twins. So be it. You know, I'm here to love on you. I'm here to love on your children. I'm here to bless you. Hallelujah. And the church blessed them. Amen. Hallelujah. And it was such a rewarding feeling. Hallelujah. That I hadn't seen her in years. In years, I hadn't seen this particular person. And it was such a blessing that God opened that door and allowed me to come and minister to this person. Allow me to come and minister to her, to anoint them with oil, anoint the children with oil. And she was so pleased, amen?
Amen.
And when she was so grateful that we were able to help her and assist, she sent me pictures of a turkey that she cooked, amen. She sent me a picture of the hats that my mom made, the twin boys, amen. So it's so rewarding when we know that the love of God is in us, and we can now express it out. No matter what it looks like, no matter how many mistakes people make, you have to exercise compassion. You have to exercise the love of God. It doesn't matter. It's not between you and God. It's between them and God. Amen. Your job is to obey. Obey. Obey God. If God sent me there, I'm going there. If God sent me here, I'm going there. Amen. But God sent me over here. Amen. And I was truly blessed by her presence.
Amen.
Amen. But this is God. What we do unto others, we do unto God. You got to remember that what we do unto others, we're doing unto God.
Amen.
Amen. If you hate me, you're hating God. If you love me, you're loving God. Amen.
Amen.
And God is so gracious that he sends you an assistance. Send us the helper. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, it doesn't get better than that. Not only are we saved, not only are we healed when we're saved, not only do we have an eternal home, now while we're living on this earth, God has sent us an assistance, and that is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who's watching over us every day. Every day. Hallelujah. So grateful.
Amen.
So grateful.
Yes.
My goodness. Where would we be if we didn't have the Spirit of God living in the inside of us? Honestly, I wouldn't know where I would be right now. Because he's the one I turn to every single day, every day. If you're not turning to God every day, you're missing out, and you're missing the mark.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every day.
You know what the Lord is saying here in verse 16. Hallelujah, but the another helper, what Jesus is saying here is that he will send you one besides him, besides himself, in addition to me, but one that is just like me. Amen. Can you get that?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So it's the Lord himself that is abiding in each and every one of us. See, the Lord himself will not be physically visible to you. Amen. But he will be present with you always. He will never abandon you. And what the Holy Spirit is saying, what the Lord is saying right now is the helper, the comforter, will do the same as Jesus did.
Yes.
And as Jesus did when he was present with the disciples, the comforter will do the same for you. Amen. In his absence. Because remember, we can't see the Lord physically with our eyes, but we know that he is present in the inside of us. Amen.
Amen.
And he will never leave you nor forsake you, because God is faithful.
Amen.
God is faithful. And I want to talk to you about the Comforter today. I want to talk to you about God, the help of the Comforter that has come to comfort you in every single situation.
Yes.
That you may be going through, that you will go through. The name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You know, next Sunday we begin the Advent season. It's the Advent season of Christmas, and it is a time where we prepare for the nativity of Christ at Christmas time. Amen. And many, many people I know, even myself, we look to the Lord to be comforted in some type of way, because for many of us, Christmas is a joyous season, but sometimes it also can be a lonely season. Amen. Because not all of us are going to be together with some of our family members. Some of our family members have passed on and will no longer be physically present with us. Amen. Even though they are present with us in spirit, just like the Lord is present with us. Amen. Because he's in the inside of us. But for a lot of us, it is a time of for some of us, loneliness. You think back in Christmas time, and you just wish that there were certain people that would be here right now to celebrate with you. I know for myself, my husband Peter died just 3 days after Christmas, so I know this time it's kind of bittersweet. Amen. But but still, I look to the Lord for the joy of the Lord, because it is unspeakable. When I fix my eyes on God, I know that God is faithful. Amen. And I may not understand certain things, but I know my God is good and he is faithful. So during this time, you better believe it that I'm going to turn to God. Not people, because people will fail you, but God will never fail you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn to God to be comforted during this time, during this Christmas season. Amen. Because it's going to be 12 years that Peter will have passed at the end of December, 3 days after Christmas Day. Amen. And I can never forget during that time, the last week that he was alive, how sad and how lonely he felt because of his children. They were not with him. Amen. They were not reaching out to him. And today, I believe that they have some regrets because of that. Amen. They share some of that with me. Amen. But you know, in life, we don't want to have any regrets. That's why the Lord tells you love, just love, just love, just love, just love. Because tomorrow is not promised, church. Tomorrow is not promised. You have to extend grace. You have to. This is the time you extend grace. You extend love. You extend compassion. You become graceful with others. Amen. Just like the Lord became graceful with you, showed his compassion towards you, gave himself for you. Amen. So this is a great time where we can share the love of Christ. Be kind. Be meek. Be given. Amen.
Yes.
Be of an assistance to others. Amen. This is the time where we can do it. Not that we don't do it throughout the year, but this is a very, very sensitive time for many people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be mindful of that. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to talk to you about a little bit about King David, because King David knew he could count on God for comfort. And you better believe it, church, that you can count on God for comfort. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And I want you to turn to the book of Psalms now. We're going to go to a well-known chapter 23, but we're going to read just one verse from there. Amen. So let's go to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God really is true to us. He really is. And we're just going to go to, as soon as I get there, amen. We're going to go to verse 4. Hallelujah. And it says, this is David. David wrote this psalm. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen. Amen. David knew. David ran to God all the time. You know, we know King David. We know King David, and as a young king, hallelujah, he made quite a few mistakes. Amen. Yeah. And God still extended his grace and his love towards him. Hallelujah. And we know that when Saul became king and when David ended up killing Goliath, Saul was so jealous of him that he went after King David. And David at times was running for his life. Amen. And so David faced many challenges. And he faced many fears during his time. And so he writes this psalm because he knows that the Lord is his shepherd. Hallelujah. And he knows that the Lord is the shepherd for his people. Amen. And what David is saying, though we may be facing some hard times, and though even David faced some harsh times, even death, amen, God protected him. Amen. And church, I know that we have and some of us are and we will be facing some challenging times. You know, we've faced them in the past. We can be facing them right now for some of us, and we may be facing them in the future. Amen.
Amen.
So though we may be facing some hard times, for some of us loneliness, for some of us discouragement, for some of us disappointments. Amen. For some of us, the loss of a beloved one. I can tell you one thing for sure, just like as sure as David was about God, that God is our comforter. And he will help us get through it. The shadow of death that he's talking about here, it could be a trial. It could be a tribulation. It could be a sickness. Whatever it is, you got to say, but God. You have to say, but God, he is my comforter. But God, he is my provider. But God, he is my source. Amen.
Amen.
David
Amen.
Knew that the Lord walked with him every day. Hallelujah. Amen. We know from scripture that God was with David when he went against Goliath. We know he did it in the name of the Lord. He knew who his God was. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
And David knew when he wrote this psalm, no matter what, I know that God is with me right now. And
Amen.
That's what we got to see. We got to recognize no matter what shadow of death you're facing, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a trial, whether it's an affliction, a tribulation, maybe a test. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to know that God is there for you, that he is there to comfort you. Even when life-threatening situations face David, he did not fear because he knew that God would provide for him, that God was his protector. That's why he says in his word right here, he knows, God, you are with me. Your rod, which is a rod that shepherds use, a rod is used to beat the wild animals that attack the sheep. Amen. And then he goes on to say, your staff, they comfort me. The staff is the staff that guides the sheep and pulls them back to the owner, pulls them back to the shepherd. Amen. So David knew your rod and your staff, they protect me. Just like the good shepherd protects us. David knew that the rod and the staff of God, they were his shield. They were his protection. God, he knew. He knew that God was with him. He knew that whatever it is that he was going to go through, God would deliver him. God will deliver him. Amen.
Amen.
And when you know that God is your comforter, you just know. You just know. Jesus is your good shepherd. He's always watching over us. He's always protecting us. And you can count on this. You can run to God for comfort. You can run to God for protection. You can run to God for shield. You can run to God, period. He is there to embrace you. He is there to love on you. He is there to speak unto you. And sometimes there's no words needed. You just need to feel the presence of God just saturating you, just embracing you, just loving on you. Hallelujah. Because in his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence, there's strength. Hallelujah. And in his presence, there is comfort. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God is here to comfort you and I. Hallelujah. And David knew that very, very well.
Yes.
Amen. He made so many mistakes. Sometimes he placed innocent people in the front of the battle lines, and we know that. Hallelujah. From scripture that he had Bathsheba's husband killed in the front lines. But you know the difference between him and other people is that David was able to recognize that he did wrong.
Yes.
And he owned up to his wrongs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't like to face when they are wrong. Hallelujah. But David faced the fact that he was wrong, and because he faced it and he repented before the Lord, and he asked God, restore my soul. Lord, comfort me. Hallelujah. God did just that.
Yeah.
Because God is graceful. God is merciful. God is compassionate. Amen.
Amen.
But this is what God is a God of truth. If we go back and I just used the word truth, and it brought me back to where we started. Amen. Hallelujah. If you go back to the Gospel of John 14, and I don't have that written down here, amen, but it just comes to mind. John 14, 17, right after what we read, that the Lord prayed the Father that he will give you another helper. In 17, it says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Amen. God knew, David knew God. Hallelujah. But the Spirit, you know, the Spirit that we have within us is the Spirit of truth. God is truth. Hallelujah. And he can't mix with lies. He can't mix with people doing evil things. Amen. He wants people to repent. He wants people to run to him, to confide in him. Amen. To look for him for help and assistance.
Yes.
God wants you to be vulnerable with him. And David was vulnerable with God.
Yes.
Amen. When Prophet Nathan came to him and says, that guy is you. Because he gave him a whole story about somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
About somebody that was being selfish. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And the Lord, just by that story, he just showed him, well, David, you know what? That's you. You killed an innocent man. You had all these women around you, but you had to pick the one that's married to somebody else. And then not only that, go ahead and kill an innocent husband. Amen. So when David repented and he just broke down and he cried out to God, and he revealed to God just by words, you know, God, you're right. I did that. I'm sorry, God. I repent of my sins. Because the truth came out of David. The truth was revealed from David. God honored the truth. And let me tell you, church, God honors the truth. God
Amen.
Honors integrity. Amen.
Amen.
God honors honesty. God honors when we love on people. God honors when we are meek, when we are humbled. God does not honor the arrogant person. God does not honor, hallelujah, the prideful person. God does not honor the one that judges, the one that criticizes. God honors the truth follower, the true followers of Jesus. And God honored David because David repented before the Lord. And that's why he said, I confide in my God, and God restored me. God comforted me. God helped me through my times, through my trials, even though I faced the shadow of death. He's not going to fear evil because he knows that God is with him, that God will see him through. And you got to know that when you're true to God and when you're obeying God and when you're loving God and when you're loving people, God is for you. Hallelujah. Amen. God will never be against you. Amen.
Amen.
God is for you, church. God is for you. He will bring the comfort that you need. He will bring the restoration that you need. He will mend your broken heart.
Amen.
Amen. He will send people to you that their integrity is with the Lord, and he will send to you to comfort you. God will use people to bring you comfort. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Because people will disappoint you, but God will never disappoint.
Amen.
God will never disappoint. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. That's why I there's no place I'd rather be than be in the presence of God, because God is faithful.
Yes.
And in his presence, God speaks to you. And in his presence, God will show you who to run to besides God. Because we know we need God, but we also know we need physical connections. God will show you who to run to. God will show you who's for you. God will show you the true colors of people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is for you, because the spirit of truth is in the inside of you, and you have the discernment of God.
Amen.
Amen. God will show you who's in need. God will show you who to go to. God will show you the widow. God will show you the fatherless. God will show you. Amen.
Amen.
And that's when you got to obey God and follow through and say, Lord, I'm going to serve you in this capacity. Here I am. I'm going right now, Lord. And when you obey God, whoa, there's such a joy. There's such a reward that you feel. Amen. You don't do it for the recompense. You don't do it for the reward. It just comes to you because in truth and in honesty and in integrity, you really do love God by loving people. Amen.
Uh-huh.
That's just who we are. Amen.
Amen.
And God delivered David, not just spiritually, but physically. He delivered him in spite of the adversities he faced. God
Amen.
Delivered David.
Amen.
And that's the assurance that we have in Christ, that we can be delivered too. We can be comforted. We can be protected. We can be shielded by the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of us need comfort today? I know I do.
Amen.
I need comfort.
Amen.
I need comfort every day.
Yes, Lord.
Throughout the day, I need to be comforted by God. Amen. Even
Amen.
the news bring me some chaos sometimes, bring some confusion to me. I said, Lord, comfort me right now. I don't want to look at this. I don't even want to hear it. Amen.
Amen.
And I just got to just look down and say, Lord, and I begin to pray. But at the same time, it comforts me when I pray.
Mm-hmm.
It brings me joy. It brings me peace. So I'm comforted by the Maker. Amen.
Amen.
Look, I want you to turn to Psalm 27:1. 27:1. I love these verses. I love them. Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Hallelujah. "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Just like David, you should be afraid of no one. Amen. Because
Amen.
If God is for you, no one can be against you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So here we can see that David had this confidence in the Lord. And he affirms in these verses that he is the source of confidence for David. He knows that God is the source of joy and life. Amen. And he's
Amen.
Telling us right here, in God, I'm safe. In God, I'm secured. Because David knows that God will protect him. David knows. That's why he says, whom shall I fear? God's got this. He's got me.
That's right.
And we got to say, God, you got this.
That's right.
We don't got it. God does it. This is not our ministry. This is God's ministry, church.
Amen. That's right.
This is why the Lord is leading this ministry. I'm not leading it. God is leading it for me. Yes, God is showing me. He's giving me the vision. He's giving me the passion. He's giving me the love. Hallelujah. But at the end of the day, it's his ministry, not mine.
Amen.
If God doesn't open the door, I can't go ahead and open it for him. I'm not here to help God. I'm here to be helped by God. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So I got to wait on God to open a particular door. If he doesn't open it, I'm not going to go walk through a open door that I open. No, God has to open it because it is his ministry, not mine.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I know the ministry that God placed in the inside of me. And some of you may not understand that ministry, and that's okay. I got to do what God tells me to do. I got to obey the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Knew the accident that was going to happen for Michael. He knew I was not going to have a car. He knew many things before I did.
Mm.
God knew, and he protected, and he was the source of safety. He was the source of security, and he brought me great comfort.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is a God of love. And David knew that God can deliver him in any situation. Because if he delivered him when he was a young kid who killed a giant, God can deliver him in anything that he goes through.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the assurance that David had in God. And that's the assurance that we have in Christ today. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. You got to know that you know. You got to know that you know that the Lord is your light. He's your salvation. He's your hope. He's your everything. With God, nothing is impossible. So, yes, we wait. We're in this platform. In God's perfect timing, he will open the door that needs to be opened. I'm not rushing.
Yes, he will.
I'm not going ahead of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And I'm not going to slumber either. I got to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Amen. With the Spirit of God. When God opens the door, we're going to walk through it. But until then, so be it. So we stand here right now. We don't know when God is going to open a new door. If he's going to open a new door. We don't know. But God does.
Yes, he does.
But all I know that I cannot get ahead of him. Amen. So I got to stand here. I just got to love on God and obey his commandments. Whatever that is. Whatever that is. Whether I like it or not. Amen.
Yes.
If I obey, all will go well. If I disobey, I have my consequences.
That's
Does
right.
God stop loving me? Nope. He loves me even more. Because it's during these times of disobedience that we as Christians, we run to God. We don't walk to God. We run to God, you
Amen.
Know, and we repent. Because we know that God is a forgiving God.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
all
he's going to tell you, get up and keep going. Get up and keep moving.
Push yourself off.
That's it.
You know, he's so That's forgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Let's go to chapter 1. God is, all I know is God is faithful. You know God is faithful. I say that all the time because he is. He is so true to his word.
He is.
He really is. When you think you have it all figured out, you don't. God does. You don't. God does.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 1, let's go to verses 3 and 4. And this is Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
Amen.
How many times did you Did you read the word comfort in there? Five times.
Yep.
Do you think God is trying to say something? Do you think Paul was trying to make a point to the Corinthian church? Amen?
Yes.
Absolutely. My Lord. He is the God of all comfort. Blessed be the Lord. Amen. God comforts us when we go through trials. God comforts us when we go through afflictions. God comforts us in anything that we go through. And why Paul is saying this, because Paul went through his own sufferings. He went through some pain. He went through some suffering. He went through despair. He even faced death at times. Amen. We know that from scripture. And what Paul is saying here is that he's the one that will comfort you. Whenever you go through something, God is there. All you got to do is just run to God. Just run to God. God, I need you. God, I'm not feeling well right now. Run to God. He comforts you. Run to God. He gives you peace. Run to God. He is your source of joy and life. Run to God. He is your strength.
Amen.
What God is trying to say here is that don't be so consumed by your afflictions that you forget that God is your comfort. Don't be so consumed by your sickness that you forget that God is your comfort. Don't be so consumed, hallelujah, by the enemy's tactics that you forget that God is your protector and your comfort. Don't be so consumed, hallelujah, by a test or a circumstance or a trial that you may be going through that you forget that God is with you and he is your comfort.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You got to run to God and let him work things out now.
Yes.
Now, because the God we serve is a God of the now. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time for healing. Now, today, right now. The word of God says, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed now. Not tomorrow, now. God is a God of now. Not of tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised. He's a God of now, today.
Amen.
And here, what Paul is saying, look, I mean, he says it five times, the word. And in those, what Paul is saying, the same way that you were comforted, now you may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. Now God is turning it around. He says, in the same way that I brought you comfort, now I'm going to put people before you that you can empathize with and bring some comfort unto them. Amen? Amen. And this Amen. Is a time that we have to recognize that not everybody has it well together. Not everybody is going through some good times right now. Some people are going through some hard times right now. Some people may be going through, like I said before in the beginning, some loneliness, some even some in despair. Sometimes I hear words coming out of people and I'm like, whoa, hold it right there. There is hope for you. Hold it right there. No. God is good. Let's get together. Let's talk. Hallelujah. Why? Because I want to encourage people. I want to comfort people. In the same way that God has comforted me throughout the years, I want to bring the same comfort and the same encouragement and the same love of God onto others. And that's what we have to do as Christians, as believers. Paul is saying, in the same way you were able to be comforted by God, now look at those who may be in trouble and go and comfort them and go and be a light to them and go and be strength to them. Amen. Use the same comfort that I gave you and now extend it on to others. That's what Paul is saying. That's what God is saying. In the same way I brought you out of that pit, help somebody else, bring them out of that pit, of that despair, of maybe a time of darkness that they're going through. It could be a tribulation, a great suffering that they're going through. They may be going through some painful circumstances. They may be going through some sickness. Bring some comfort. Go pray over them. Go anoint them. Hallelujah. Bring a word of encouragement, not a word of discouragement, not a word of disappointment. Amen. Not a word that will criticize. Imagine me criticizing somebody for having more kids. Are you kidding me? Kids are a blessing from God. That's not for me to criticize. It's for me to love on those children. Amen. Hallelujah. But we hear so many people. Well, here we go again. More kids. And here we go again. You know what? Kids are a blessing from God. They will suffer the consequences. They will have an opportunity to run to God. And when they run to God, God will be there for them. He will bring people to them to help them out in a grave situation.
Yes.
If God did it for me, He will do it for them.
Amen.
If God did it for you, He will do it to others and for others. God is huge. God is big. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is merciful.
Amen.
Let's go to, this is my last scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And let's go to verses 5 Thessalonians 5:9-11. It says, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." Amen?
Amen.
So the word is very clear. The word's very clear here. The word is speaking, hey, listen, we obtain salvation. We obtain healing. We have obtained eternal life. The Lord did it for us. Amen. We accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And through him, we have redemption. We have been redeemed. We have been restored. We have been saved. We have been forgiven. Amen. He died for us. Amen. So whether you're sleeping right now, whether you're awake, whether you have died already. Amen. And you're sleeping, because there's many people that have passed and they're sleeping right now. There's a home awaiting for them. Amen. They know their home already. Amen. They know where they're going. And today we have been saved. We have been delivered. We have been restored. But even more than that, we know where we're heading towards.
Yeah.
When our life is over here on earth, we have that comfort that we know.
Yeah.
That we know, hey, you know what? I know God has prepared a place for me. I know God has prepared a place for my loved one that passed already and went home to be with the Lord. They're enjoying life right now. Amen. They're no longer in pain. They are joyful. They're dancing with the Lord. So there's a great comfort for me to know that I'm going to see my loved ones again. And that's a great comfort for me, knowing that I have been redeemed. I have been saved. I have been healed. I have been restored. I have been delivered. Amen. And I have a home awaiting for me right now. But in the interim, but right now, from the moment that we were born again, and from the moment that we go home to be with the Lord, there is an assignment, there is a calling, there is a mission that the Lord has given each and every one of us. And what God is saying is, hey, listen, do it together, come together, comfort each other, comfort one another. Speak to each other encouraging words, speak to each other and build each other up. Amen. Don't tear people down. This is the time when we build each other up in love, with integrity, with honesty. Amen. With compassion, with grace, with mercy. Come together and comfort one another. Amen. This is what Paul is saying to this church. Amen. So all throughout the Bible, Paul is speaking. He's writing these letters, which today, they're so rich for us to read and to meditate on and to study. Amen. because God is, we're serving a God that comforts us every day. Every day, I don't know about you, but every day I need to be comforted by God. Every day. Every day. And I know I can run to God for anything and everything. Amen. So even through the, you know, even with children, through their scrapes, through their bruises, kids, you know, they fall on the floor, they scrape their knees, they bump their heads, and even in their tantrums and even in the meltdowns, you know, that they have, they know for a fact that they have loving parents that they can run to, and their parents will comfort them. Even our grandchildren, when we have our grandchildren, we see the scrapes on them or little bumps here and there because they're not careful within the house or outside the house, they know that they can run to grandma and grandpa and be comforted. Amen. Well, the Lord is saying the same thing. Hallelujah. When the bruises of life hit you, no, run to me. Yes. Run to me.
Amen.
I will comfort you. If you're on the verge of losing hope, run to God. Trust God. Trust God in your dark times. Trust God in your good times. Trust God over all. Even when you're deeply disappointed and you don't understand what's happening around you, run to God.
Amen.
Run to God, because he is there to comfort you. He is the light. He is your salvation. He is your hope. Amen. He will never disappoint. People will disappoint you, but not God.
Amen.
God understands. God understands you fully. God understands your tomorrow. God understands your ministry. God understands your family. God understands your children. God understands your grandchildren more than you do. God loves them more than you do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what the Lord is saying, but stand, when you stand, stand together. In church, stand together. Because we either will stand together or we will either fall together. Amen. And what Paul is saying, what God is saying today, comfort each other, build each other up, encourage one another, look at the same vision, look at the mission of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all have different gifts and talents. Let's bring them together. Amen. Comfort one another, help one another. And stand together in unity, in harmony, amen, in the
amen.
Peace of God, in the love of God. Stand
amen.
Together and build this kingdom together, amen.
Yes.
Build the world up, encourage the world up together.
Yes.
And when you're down, when you are in despair, when you come facing some trials from disappointments, find comfort in the only one that can give it to you, and that is God.
Yes.
Only God. Run to God. Don't run to man.
Amen.
Run to God first. God will show you. God will show you who to run to after that, who you can call after that, who will not disappoint you after that. Amen. God will show
Amen.
You. But run to God first, because he knows it all. He knows all things, and he is your helper. He is your assistance. But most importantly, he is your comforter.
Yes.
Your comforter. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.